This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu will be arriving in Imphal today on a two-day visit to Manipur. During her visit, she will participate in a series of ceremonial and developmental events in the state. A report.
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Imphal this afternoon and will be accorded a traditional guard of honor. She will then visit the historic Mapal Kangjibung to witness a polo exhibition match celebrating the rich sporting heritage of the state. It is to mention that the modern polo game was originated from Manipur. Later in the evening, President will attend a civic reception hosted by Manipur government at the City Convention Center in Imphal. She is expected to lay foundation stones and inaugurate several key developmental projects, signaling the government's continued focus on regional progress. During her stay in Manipur, the president is expected to meet and interact with internally displaced persons who are taking shelter at relief camps in both valley and hill districts. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. The discussion will conclude with the address of Union Minister and Leader of the House J.P. Nadda. After this, the Rajya Sabha will begin discussion on election reforms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to former President Pranab Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah lauded the late leader for his dedication to public service. Mr. Shah also said that the life and works of the former president will continue to inspire the democratic journey of the country. Chief Justice of India Surya Kant has reconstituted the Artificial Intelligence Committee of the Supreme Court to oversee initiatives relating to the adoption, development and deployment of AI tools in the judiciary. The four members committee will be headed by Supreme Court Justice P.S. Narasimha. The reconstituted AI committee formed with a view to enhancing efficiency, accessibility and transparency in the justice delivery system. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2%, up from 6.5% for the financial year 2025-2026, according to its Asia and Pacific Growth Outlook report. This marks an increase of 0.7 percentage points after the country registered robust growth in the July to September quarter and prospects for a stronger fiscal year. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has set up a dedicated oversight team at IndiGo's corporate office in Gurugram following widespread flight cancellations and delays. DGCA announced that the move aims to address passenger inconvenience caused by flight delays and cancellations. The eight-member team will monitor key operational areas. The United States has expanded its review of social media and online presence to include all H-1B specialty occupation workers and their H-4 dependents, U.S. Embassy in India said. The announcement follows a recent decision by the Trump administration to make social media screening mandatory for all H-1B and H-4 applicants, creating fresh uncertainty for thousands of workers and their families. Starting December 15, the Department of State will expand the requirement that an online presence review will be conducted for all H-1B applicants and their dependents, in addition to the students and exchange visitors already subject to this review. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to continue over central, eastern and northern peninsular India till the end of this week. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of West Madhya Pradesh, Vidhar and Chhattisgarh today and tomorrow. Similar weather conditions will prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Telangana, North Interior Karnataka and North Interior Odisha during the next 2 days. Minimum temperature is expected to gradually fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Maharashtra for the next 3 days. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 match of the series at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Malanpur, New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.